your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Health Forum with Ruth Sackman. All comments, views, and opinions are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. In the next hour, Ruth and her guests guide you through the maze of health information and misinformation out there. So pull up a chair. Here's your host, Ruth Sackman.
All right, here we are again on Wednesday at our usual time. And I have with me, I think, a guest who's going to be so interesting for you and helpful in the process. This is Dave Walland. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Ruth.
We're going to talk about your experience with Lyme's disease. And I want the audience to know that what you did for yourself actually could be applied in many other instances of these chronic diseases. You know, there's so many of them, and I wonder where they come from and how they determine what the germ is, actually. Here, listen to some of these things. There's a chronic fatigue syndrome coming from the same problem. Maybe we ought to talk about them as we go along. West Nile virus, bird flu, you know, you've heard all of them. You came along, you called FACT with Lyme's disease after you had been treated conventionally. Am I correct about that?
Correct.
And how long ago was that, Dave?
That was about 20 years ago, actually, and that was right at the time that, I guess, Lyme disease was becoming popularized, if you will. And, you know, as you were mentioning, I was provided with traditional treatment. I was given a course of antibiotics, and actually that was through my work physician. And they had given me a course, I think, over like 2 or 3 weeks, and I felt a little better, but, you know, as soon as the treatment had ended, the symptoms came right back. So the doctor said, well, you know, let's put you on another course of antibiotics. And at the
how
time,
long was
said,
the course? When you say course, how long?
I think it was 2 to 3 weeks from what I recall. And what had happened at the time was somebody had recommended a doctor who is a leader in the field within Lyme disease within the area here. And I went to that doctor. I think he was from Yale. And he went through a series of tests, and he says, absolutely, you know, it's definitive that you have Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. And he said the best treatment for that, since it is so progressed into your system, is to give you a treatment of Rocephin, which was an antibiotic that was used. And I think that was a 3 to 4 week period of time. In fact, they had recommended, and I had done a course where I was given intravenous antibiotics for the 3 to 4 week time period. So I would wear a pack, I would have the intravenous, you know, set up intravenous needles, and I'd go to work day in and day out getting, you know, the medication pumped into my system. At the end of the 4 weeks, same thing happened. I started to get the symptoms back. So I went back to the doctor. The doctor said, I know exactly what to do. He said, the best thing for us to do in this case is to double the dose. Double the dose and then, you know, have you go for another 3 or 4 weeks with intravenous antibiotics. So luckily, I was mentioning this to a friend of mine, and they had put me in touch with you and your organization. And that's, you know, it was my good fortune to, you know, have come to your organization for the help.
Well, I like to hear that word, luckily, because we've had patients call after being on antibiotics for the longest time, and we're not talking about weeks. Some of them went on into years.
Wow.
And it didn't work, and they were going downhill. And yet, do you want to explain what we suggested for you?
Oh, sure. Actually, it was, you know, at the time, it was scary, because here you're giving me this advice of things that were so common sense. It's like, well, how could these things possibly work? What you did was, actually you had me read a couple of great books. You had prescribed, or recommended, I shouldn't say prescribed, recommended some herbs, and a juicer, and also a Kalima board.
Yes, that Kalima board. We think you ought to wash out the colon more so than the face.
Yeah, exactly.
That internal cleansing is more important than external cleansing.
And it was a bit scary, you know, to think, well, you know, am I going to drop traditional medicine?
Yes.
And, you know, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to start feeling worse? You know, I felt it was such a crutch to have the traditional medicine and to let go of that was so scary for me. But I said, look, let me, you know, I really have nothing to lose. I could always go back to the traditional medicine. And what you were saying sounded so great and so natural that, you know, why wouldn't I follow it?
Why not try it? And this is what we say about the cancer situation. Why not try something more natural that doesn't do any harm? Because if it doesn't work, that other system is not going to die. It's going to be available.
Exactly.
So it's worth trying.
Exactly. And what you had done was you had recommended that I do a week-long fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guided fast. So it's not just, hey, don't eat and don't drink and whatever and go off on your own for a week. It was a very supportive fast as I was taking the herbs, as I was drinking the juices, as I was using the Kalima board, so that any questions at all, any symptoms, I remember my face getting, you know, so flushed red from, you know, some of the herbs and some of the reaction that my system was going through as it was getting rid of the toxins out of the system.
I need to explain to our listeners that what we did was treat it as an overload of toxicity, which, of course, develops in our society because there's so much pollution, not just in air, but it's in your food supply and in your water. So the buildup becomes far beyond what the body can handle, and when that buildup reaches that point, you're going to have some sort of manifestation that will be called either Lyme's disease or one of the other so-called diseases. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I thought the audience should know that we're really talking toxicity.
Absolutely. And with that, I guess, you know, the following symptoms I had, you know, I had a headache that just would not go away. I had tiredness that would not go away no matter how much I slept, no matter how much I ate, no matter what I did. I had memory loss. It was incredible. I would be at work or at home, and I'd start a sentence, and by the middle of the sentence, I couldn't remember what I was talking about.
Well, because the bloodstream is toxic, and it doesn't stop from going into the head area. That needs to be nourished with blood, and it takes it through there, and that's what's causing that disorientation.
Exactly, and I had a rash that would come and go, and I would have a slight fever. And the problem with all of the symptoms was that they came on so subtly, so gradually, that, you know, there were points where I was saying, gee, am I really feeling this ill, you know, or am I making this up? Because it would come in so gradual. When I had the antibiotics, it would go away so gradual, but then come back. And what was amazing, the important part here that I'd like to make is that, you know, when I started, and again, remember it was a week-long fast that was recommended.
Yeah.
And I followed
it. Ours isn't a water fast, as some of the organizations do. What we suggest is a fast, it's liquid primarily. We could call it a liquid fast, but it still contains nourishing material.
Right. And what happened was, the important part is within 24 hours, I would say about 80 to 85% of my symptoms had disappeared.
See?
Just doing 24 hours of, you know, eliminating the toxicity out of my system.
Yes.
Naturally this way. It was amazing. Now, what was also amazing is having gone through this whole course of treatment, if you will, of, you know, detoxifying my system, going back to work, you know, several individuals had inquired as to what I was doing, why I was doing it. I mentioned, you know, I was you know, I had Lyme disease, and what I went through to get rid of the symptoms. I had also, and they had mentioned to me that they also had Lyme disease, that, and I think it was three individuals at work. And I had recommended that they contact you all at FACT, which they did. And, you know, I thought it was surprising that it had worked for me so well. What was also surprising is how well this approach, this treatment, worked for my friends at work as well, who also had Lyme, who were taking, you know, a lot of antibiotics as well. So it's very, very impactful to me.
You know, what is surprising about all of this, too, is that at the end of the 1800s, there was a Dr. Tilden who wrote some books about this. And it's really fascinating to know what the title was. It was called Toxemia Explained. And what he would say even then, that most of these diseases are nothing but a buildup of toxicity. Now, if there's something wrong with that concept, there's no harm in trying it, because if you detoxify and you still have the symptoms, you can still go along with whatever is available. But the miracle is that when it does work, and in my experience here, it works most of the time. It's a rare instance when it doesn't work. So it's worthwhile trying as the first step in trying to heal. You know, nearly every season in the fall, something happens. What was it, the bird flu last season? I think the previous year was the Asian flu. Do you hear that music? That means we're coming to the end of the quarter.
Okay.
All right. And just stay in there, and we'll be back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Tune in to Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Health Crusades seeks to enhance one's lifestyle, physical, mental, emotional, financial, and intellectual empowerment. Your host, John Farley, the author of Living Lean and the creator of the revolutionary Sleep Slim Weight Management System, brings expert guests to inform and entertain you each week. A live healing circle is also provided for those facing life-challenging health issues. That's Health Crusades with John Farley every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
All right, Dave, we're back on the air again. Just before we the music came on, I was talking about some of these diseases, and I can't help feeling each time I hear them, I wonder who has designed it and how it's working. We talked about chronic fatigue syndrome, West Nile virus, bird flu, Asian flu. I'm sure you can think of others as well, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah. In fact, all of them should be taken care of originally with detoxification. And do you want to tell the audience how the kind of thing you had for detoxification? Because as a rule, it isn't just water.
Oh, true. That's a good point. And actually, the first time that I did it, you know, Ruth, on the longer fast, I don't remember exactly what went into that 20 years ago. I think it was, it might have been like a mixture of was it vinegar?
Not vinegar. We use broth, which vegetables have been cooked in, and even a piece of meat could have been cooked in it. But by taking the liquid, you're not using the body's energy to digest that food. And so what happens, it shifts its energy. Nature has a wisdom about it that we must accept one day, that it knows what it's doing to maintain health. We have a feeling, actually, it seems the society has a feeling that you always have to protect yourself. Nature is trying to protect the individual all the time. It fights for survival, just as a plant out in the field. You know, sometimes if you hurt the plant, the roots turn seeds, another plant up from the roots, right? And this is something we have to understand about the body's physiology. So you have broth with that vegetables were cooked in and meat if necessary, but it's all liquid. Or you can have fruit juice, herbal tea, especially with good raw honey in it, because raw honey is loaded with vitamins and minerals. It keeps an animal species alive. The bees live on that for a long time. There's so many things that you can have. You can have juices, vegetable juices. And so you're not really hungry at that time, are you?
No, and what's amazing with that is
you can have
when I first started that fast, and, you know, it was the week-long fast, I thought
yes.
There was no way I'd be able to make it. But it was so easy to do. Again, you know, with the guidance, with the, you know, the vegetable juices and the like, it was so easy. I really wasn't hungry, and it's amazing that the body does survive and work, you know, without all the massive foods being ingested into the body.
You know, we don't understand our body function well enough, but sometimes it adapts beautifully to what it needs. In other words, if you're doing the right thing, the body cooperates.
Right.
And that's what it really needed. It needed a time of rest with a lot of liquid to flush out some of the toxicity.
Well, that's so true. And,
yeah.
And I recall another time that I had done like a 3-day fast, and again, there I used the juicer, which I learned to build into our, you know, our daily, weekly routine within the family. And we used the juicer, and at the time we were using citrus juices, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the time you had mentioned that was good on, you know, helping to pull out some of the...
Yeah, the fruits are the body's cleansers. Nature has provided that so that it helps to cleanse. An interesting feature, and we're talking about some of the physiology here, is what nature provides. In the winter, you have certain vegetables that stay through the winter. And when the summer comes along, you have all these fruits It's because that's the time to eat the fruit to cleanse from what the body has collected during the winter.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have enormous respect for nature. It has provided every species with what they need, and I think once we have that kind of understanding, we can apply it to other areas of our life. I think you did, too, change your diet, didn't you, and then change your lifestyle?
Oh, absolutely, and I'll tell you, a lot of it was difficult only because I'm in, as most people, you know, in the business world, in the corporate world, right?
Yes.
And it's very difficult because a lot of these corporations, you know, they provide, like I work for Pepsi Cola. Well, they had Pizza Hut. They had Taco Bell. They had Kentucky Fried Chicken, which were all of their, you know, their restaurants in their cafeteria. And what I really wanted most, which they also had, but, you know, which up until this point was not my first choice, was a great salad bar.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what our whole family has done since then is, you know, switched. You know, I've gotten away from red meats. You know, I do have some chicken. I do have, you know, some fish, but, you know, very little bit for the protein. And I try as much as possible to get, you know, organically grown or, you know.
So you're not accumulating those poisons all over again.
Exactly. Exactly. And then when I do a salad, I try to make sure that I mix in, you know, 5 to 6 different vegetables of different colors, of different types,
mm-hmm.
that have the different vitamins in there as well. So that was a big change. The other change is, you know, juicing, which we go in and out of, I have to admit, but it's been so beneficial over the years. You know, a great carrot juice. In fact, what's so amazing to me is, you know, if you go down to, I think it's, health is becoming more apparent, you know, the natural health is becoming more apparent, you know, out there in the public, the general
yes.
public. And you go down to even Wall Street where they will provide, they have these juicing carts, and you
mm-hmm.
can get a mixture of, you know, beet juice and spinach and lettuce and carrot,
which
I think is great.
Yeah, it's easier today than it was 20 years ago and certainly 30 years ago to be able to leave home and still be able to get what you need and want. And if you deviate some, the body had the power to save your life before when the deviation was huge. So, of course, it's going to tolerate deviation when most of what you're doing is healthful.
True. And, in fact, that's something that, you know, as we go on week by week and our schedules get hectic and, you know, as, you know, colds start to set in and what have you, you know, we sit down as a family and say, okay, how are we eating? You know, what are we doing that we could do better, you know, with juices or with some of the
mm-hmm.
fresh vegetables and fruits and things like that? You know, are we making sure that, you know, we're detoxifying? So
I think a lot of people assume that making the change into a healthier lifestyle is going to be very complicated and that life is going to be difficult. Now, I've interviewed other people and talked to people and asked them whether they find a change in lifestyle a difficult way to live, and they say no. Do you agree with that, too?
Oh, I totally agree with it. It's not difficult, and in fact, you know, as we were just saying, I think there are so many healthful options out there to get, you know, the fresh vegetables,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, when you go to restaurants, even if you're with a work group and they're eating out and everybody's getting their prime rib and whatever, there are always other options that are available. And, you know, I think many more people are doing these alternative healthy options that it's not seen as, you know, a stigma in the workplace. So you don't have to worry about it from that perspective. You know, getting to the fresh fruits, getting to the vegetables, it's out there. So it's really
there.
Not that difficult.
I think society is a great part of society has changed their way of thinking, and they do. I hear on radio and TV, hear them talking about raw fruits, raw vegetables, eating differently. You know, this organization started 35 years ago, and at that time, you know, a health food store was pretty much not on the beaten track. It would, you know, in neighborhoods that were not as popular as other neighborhoods, but now you can go into the main areas and you're finding supermarkets.
Oh, absolutely.
You see, and this is the change that has taken place. And I think it's because so many people have benefited from their changed lifestyle and eliminated some of their health problems which were plaguing them. And certainly when you have Lyme's disease, it is like a plague that you're living with.
I'll tell you, it was a horrible feeling and situation at the time to have had that disease. And it was so freeing to, you know, as we were saying before, so freeing to get rid of it so easily. It's like, you know, why wouldn't you eat healthy? Why not, you know, follow the path and make sure that you have the fresh vegetables and fruit? And it's just done wonders for my life. And I thank you and your organization for providing that vehicle to, you know, let all of us know that, you know, this is available, and it's easy, and it can be done.
It's not only is it easy, my experience, don't forget, I wasn't a youngster when I started this organization. I was 55 years old, and I had the same lifestyle other people had, and took the same medicines that didn't work for me, that didn't work for you. It wasn't antibiotic, but it was the same idea. There we go. We're at the end of this time. But I hope our listeners are enjoying it, and we'll be back, and just stay in there.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with a vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
During intermission or during the commercials, we were talking here, and we talked about how Dave did detoxification, and maybe you might hear the word, but not necessarily know what it entails. It wasn't just the fast. It included colon cleansing. And that sort of is sometimes anathema to people, or it's something they're unfamiliar with that they never did. But why don't you explain it for yourself and your introduction to it and how you felt about it while you were doing it?
Sure, sure. And again, you know, this was something that I was willing to go into, but I was a little hesitant. It's like, okay, I'm going to do what? The Kalima board? What is this thing? And it's actually very simple. It's like an enema. However, a Kalima board is, and I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. It's a board, a special board that you order. The one that I had is made out of plastic. You can get it made out of wood. And the like. What you do is you place, you know, the opening over the toilet with the rest of the board resting on a chair. And what you do is there's a bucket that would contain water that you can control the flow, you know, in and out of your colon. And what you would do is you would lie on the board, you would, you know, put the device into your body, and then you would let the water go into your colon and cleanse out the toxic materials. It would be the things that, you know, as I've learned, you know, are waste that gets caught into your colon. It, like, creates little caverns. And you figure, oh, gee, if I eat some good fruit or if I, you know, eat some fiber cereal or something like that, it should, you know, easily clear it out. Well, it really doesn't, because I guess over the years, apparently, it goes into these caves and it creates, you know, these caves of toxic waste that just sit in there. And the only way...
It sits in pockets. Ever seen people who have x-rayed the colon, they can see those pockets. And stuff does get in there and dry. Just as dog waste dries on the street, it gets that hard and dry.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, and water going in and out just takes little layers off. And it should do it slowly and comfortably. Nature is wise in the way it does it.
Right, and that process, you know, at first is so scary. It's like, you've got to be kidding. I'm gonna get on this thing and have this, you know, Kalima board clean me out, but it was so effortless, so easy. In fact, it got to the point where you're almost looking forward to it. Hey, it's time that you can sit there. You can read a magazine.
Yes.
And just relax. You can listen to some great, you know, relaxing music as you're sitting there and you're just, you know, washing out the toxins out of your body.
Yeah.
So that's my experience with a Kalima board. Again, you know, with anything that's new, you know, you go in with, you know, what is this really going to be like? But you try and it's like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And then you feel much better afterwards as well. And as you say, you know, all those toxins, all the waste may not come out, you know, in the first time. And that's why you use it over, you know, many times to help, you know, remove the waste. But it, you know, along with, you know, the fasting program with eating healthy, it does a world of good, you know, for your system.
Yes. You know, what some people don't realize, they may move their bowels every day. We have about 6 feet of colon in there, and they may move their bowels every day, but what's coming out, it might be what they ate three or four days ago instead of what they ate that day, and have the waste that's there dump into the toilet. If they'd consider leaving their garbage pail where they can see what's going on sitting for 3 and 4 days, it would collect what they call maggots when it sits too long. It's not that that's happening in the colon that I know of. Maybe some people who do colon cleansing may know more about it. But you can have 3 and 4 days of waste sitting in there, and one movement comes out today, and another one goes in again, and another movement comes out. But it's not the one that went in that day. It's what went in 4 days ago. As many, it can be up to 4 days. Matter of fact, someone brought a girl into my office, a young woman, caring about her, And she said that she moved her bowels every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Her doctor said to her, well, that's your colon pattern. I don't think nature meant that to be anyone's colon pattern, that the right way is to clean out that colon on at least on a daily basis. In India, where they have a different diet and had more whole grains, not polished grains, two doctors went there to see what the good health condition was there and found that they moved their bowels after each meal.
Wow.
And that's what babies do. When you eat something, it finally dumps, comes out at the other end when you don't need it any longer. In other words, it doesn't have to sit in your body and putrefy.
Right. Makes total sense.
Now, the medical people have always said that you can't do that. Actually, I could never tell anyone to take a colonic. It's a medical process. And what they say is that it might paralyze the colon. Well, my experience for myself and with others that it does the opposite. The water going in and out corrects the muscle tone, and especially when it's clean and there's no hard barrier, the muscle tone is restored. And that certainly must be an improvement for one's health and maybe even to avoid getting sick and prolong life.
I agree.
See, I can tell it to you because you've had the experience, but I really understand people's hesitation with something that they have never done, never experienced. And very often if someone comes along and needs that kind of help, I tell them what it can do for them. I can't tell them to do it. And if they're interested but uneasy, I tell them to go, they can go out and have a professional colonic. There, a doctor will authorize it. That's authorized by a professional person. And just to have the experience if they're afraid.
Right.
But I would not be without my Kalema board.
Right, and I agree. And
I think that and my changed diet has extended my life after about 25 years of all kinds of doctoring and medication and surgery and the whole ball of wax.
Oh, that's so fantastic,
yeah.
And I agree with you. And in my experiences with the people that have tried it, from those individuals that, you know, were at work that, you know, were having problems with Lyme that I sent to you and you walked them through this process, they as well easily picked up on the Kalema board,
yeah.
And, you know, made it a part of their lives as well. And, you know, they saw the results, they could feel the results, and as well they didn't, you know, there were no, you know, problems that came from using that. Very, you know, it's a very easy system.
It's a useful tool, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I say
there is even a point they make travel Kalema boards, and you know, my wife would go on vacation, you know, locally, not flying with it, but I would, you know, we would take the Kalema board with us on vacation, you know, just to keep.
I always take an enema bucket at least.
Well, that's smart.
To make sure that the changed food and the changed atmosphere and the changed time doesn't cause a backup, because you're uncomfortable when it does.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me give our listeners a toll-free number that they can call if they want to ask a question, and they won't miss any of the program during that time because I understand the program is piped in through the telephone. So let me give them that. The call-in line, as I say, it's toll-free. It's 866. And you don't mind answering questions, do you, Dave?
No, not at all.
All right, very good. 866-472-5792. Let me say it again. 866-472-5792. We've also set up a new system. Let me see if I can find it. here. We've set up a system that you can go to Yahoo and ask your questions there, and we're going to see how this works. This is the first time we're trying it. And then we'll pick up those questions for the following week, but we won't have our guests there, but we'll at least try to answer questions that might occur.
So that's an email?
By mail?
Yahoo?
But it's Yahoo. And here's what you dial in. It's health.forum@yahoo.com. I ought to say it again, health.forum@yahoo.com. I may give it to you again at the end of the program just in case because you're unprepared. But let's go ahead. You know, I think people, if they want to use your experience and what you're telling them, because you're giving them a lot of very fine information here, that if they have any health problem, that they might want to first try to see what happens if they do the fast, which isn't very difficult, and they have total control over the number of days that they do it. Usually the first day is something unusual, but by the second or third day it's just routine, and you're not left hungry because you can have as much as you want.
Yeah, it's amazing. You really, I have to say it over and over, you really are not hungry. You say fast, but you're really not hungry when you go through it.
Frankly, I think you're getting more nourishment because of the kind of thing you've given up and what you're using. But that's the end of this quarter, and we're going into our last quarter. But I hope they take advantage of what we're talking about and not do it too aggressively, just to be gentle about it. Aggressive behavior is not what the body likes.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, FACT, a nonprofit educational organization established in 1971, is an information and referral service for people seeking non-toxic approaches to health and healing. It supports and encourages biological cancer research, nutritional science investigations, disseminates information about non-toxic treatment for cancer to cancer patients, and fights to eliminate carcinogenic substances from the environment. From book lists, case history sections, and information on stem cells to cancer form, FACT's quarterly magazine. FACT is designed to serve the patient as a clearinghouse to cut through the overwhelming mass of information and misinformation on alternative cancer therapies in order to help individuals make the wisest medical choices possible. For more information on the Foundation for Advancement in Cancer Therapy, visit FACT-LTD.org or call 212-741-2790. Cancer information and support is just a click away. FACT-LTD.org.
Suppose you've just received a diagnosis of cancer. You're overwhelmed with the vast amount of information about conventional as well as alternative treatments. Which way do you go? Read Ruth Sackman's book, Rethinking Cancer. It might help you to make just this kind of crucial decision. Written in clear, common sense language, Rethinking Cancer shifts the focus from tumor reduction to correcting the cause of abnormal cell production. Rethinking Cancer is not only must reading for those with a cancer diagnosis, but for anyone interested in improving and maintaining health. Rethinking Cancer is available for $16.95 at most bookstores, or call Square One Publishers, 877-900-2665. That's 877-900-2665.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're back on the air, Dave.
Okay.
All right. I was just telling Dave that when one uses this technique and it works, that the wise thing to do is to go back to the doctor, if you can, without any hostility. You know, not to say, look what I've done and you didn't do it, but to say, see what I've done something else, would you want to know about it? And these days, as Dave said, the doctors are more interested. They're much more interested in nutrition than they ever were years ago.
In fact,
they had no knowledge. Now they're looking for that knowledge and making up for it. And it's sad to say that a medical school doesn't teach nutrition in depth, because our bodies live on nutrition just as a car needs gasoline and in the right octane. We need the right kind of fuel as well to maintain health and energy and zest for life.
That's a very good point. And as you were saying, I have in recent years, you know, we've been telling our doctor what we do as alternative things like this. And I would say over the last year or so, I see a change happening out there where, at least in our world and our experiences, the doctors are starting to say, well, that's good. Whatever works for you, keep doing that. Instead of, no, you know, here's the only routine that you should be following. So I think there's positive energies out there. I think there's synergy between, you know, the different processes of trying to heal the body. And I think that's very good, and I think there's a lot of great things to come over the coming year.
That's what we need ultimately, is to have a link between two different concepts.
Exactly.
No one should think that they ought to get rid of medication entirely, because to me that's crisis medicine. And sometimes where there's a serious situation and you need to get it under control quickly, you need something like that. People need blood transfusions. They need medicine for certain things if someone's having a heart attack and they can be helped, you see. But we need the combination, possibly following up medical treatment, or it depends on the condition, actually. It may be after you've had medical treatment, or it may be prior, trying it out before you have medical treatment. But we really need to have I don't know what to call it. I don't think of it as a link, a partnership.
Exactly.
Between the two systems of thinking. It's time for that to come about. I think the circumstances out there and the troubling situations, for instance, teaching people to avoid toxic buildup, and the doctors can do that. And patients need the service of professional people. They're more comfortable, they feel more confident in doing it than having people who are not in the profession giving them information. They do it with some trepidation.
True.
I think you could say that for your own experience, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we'd like to save them from that kind of thing. Peace of mind helps the body to work more efficiently. I shouldn't use the word helps. It allows it to work more efficiently.
Right.
I'm so glad you've been willing to come, and I know you had to adjust your schedule in order to do it, and you did it so willingly.
No,
and
it's been my pleasure. In fact, what I found is, you know, it's kind of funny. I almost feel like a satellite office of FACT, because if people hear about my story and what I did with Lyme, they'll come to me and they'll hear through neighbors or friends or whatever. They say, well, you know, I'm taking all of these drugs, and here's what's going on, and I feel horrible, and I tell them what I did. And they're intrigued, and then I send them over to you over at FACT, and they go through a course of, you know, detoxifying their system, and they come back and they say, oh my God, why haven't I done this before now?
Yeah. And you coming on the air this way, at least you're getting it out so that other people can benefit from your experience, hopefully.
Exactly.
But I think they will. I think the way you've presented it and your feelings about it, that it will have some impact. By the way, we were told there was someone on the line. Gee, I'm sorry. I should have answered that first. Are you there? Is the caller there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hello. How are you? What's your name again?
Larry.
Larry. Larry, do you want Dave to answer a question for you?
Yeah, it's a comment and a question.
Go ahead.
You speak about the value of vegetables and fruit juices when you go to restaurants or food bars and so forth, but if most of those are probably conventionally grown and not organic, and couldn't the pesticides that are in it be maybe more harmful than not?
Well, you know, my personal feeling, I'm sure, Ruth, you have a strong feeling with that as well. I agree with what you're saying. The best and the ideal is fresh out of the garden, you know, organic, no pesticides, but you're not always going to get that. And, you know, like if you're, let's say, down on Wall Street and you're rushing around and you're going in between meetings and your choice is, hey, that's sloppy, and these are great foods, so don't anybody take this the wrong way, you know, that sloppy gyro that's dripping, you know, whatever, and being fried on the machines or whatever's out there versus, guess what, you have the 5 minutes, you want to take something into your body, you know, with the options that are out there, I'm absolutely going to go with, you know, the fruit juices, with the vegetable juices that are coming out of those fruit bars, knowing that, you know, it's not, probably not the organic, you know, and it's not the best that's there, but at least my body's getting some nourishment.
Yes. Yeah, that's the idea. The body can tolerate some of that toxic buildup. It's when, as long as your lifestyle is one that you try to as hard as you can. Well, yeah, I don't even want to say hard because that sounds as though it becomes an effort. But if you try to have organic to the degree you can, and just don't worry when you can't get it organic. And the real key here is much more important even than organic, and don't misunderstand me, I still support organic and feel you ought to do that first. But the balanced diet is really the key. There are people out there who have been using ordinary food for a long time, and they live into their 90s and above that, you see. The body is pretty tolerant. If your immune system is in good shape, it will slough off the toxicity. That's what it's there for. I call it the body's housekeeper. And it will do that. It'll keep the toxic level down. But that doesn't mean one wants to violate the health concepts and take things inorganic all the time. One should try to eat organic as much as they can.
Okay, thank you.
Larry, did you have any additional?
No, that was about it, I think.
All right. I hope we answered your question.
Yes.
And we like to have people call in here more so than to call into Yahoo, because when you get an answer, they hear it. A larger body of people hear it. I've had calls here in the office right after we hang up, and then it's on one-to-one, you see. So it's nice when you call in, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I need, before we close up, and because that's going to happen soon, I really want to thank you and thank you profusely, because I know that when I called, you had things scheduled for this time. It isn't the easiest time for people who are out earning a living in one way or another. I said to you, is your wife listening? You said, well, she's a therapist, and so she had the time scheduled, so she can't even listen. And you had your time scheduled, and you did rearrange it. And I think the audience ought to be grateful for it. I hear the music starting. We have a little time to talk, but it is beginning.
And I thank you so much, Ruth, you and your organization.
You think it's worthwhile?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question.
I think some people are enjoying better health, and I'm gratified, too, that they are. And I think this movement from the time we started 23 years ago has moved into mainstream, but it needs to be refined in mainstream. It's a little chaotic there.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. But it'll be all right. It'll keep moving in that direction. I don't think anything's going to go back to the old way.
I agree.
All right. Give my best to your wife. I've talked to her on the phone. And be well.
Thank you, Ruth, and you too.
Thank you for listening to Health Forum. To contact Ruth about the show, visit fact-ltd.org or call 212-741-2790. That's 212-741-2790. Tune in next Wednesday for another hour of Health Forum with Ruth Sackman.